Millions of Americans will see today's solar eclipse, but besides the delight and awe that comes with such a big cosmic event, it could yield important new measurements and a better understanding of our solar system. Cutting-edge imaging technology from a Birmingham-based nonprofit is set to fly along the eclipse's path on two former military planes now operated by NASA. WBHM's Dan Carson has the story.
Normally, the sun's so bright and hot it makes studying anything near it difficult. But Birmingham's Southern Research is taking advantage of the eclipse. Don Darrow's with NASA and Southern Research. He says even with the best heat imaging cameras, it's hard to get a read on Mercury, the planet closest to the sun.
Basically, it's too hot to be able to get accurate measurements through infrared. So this opportunity that we have with the moon blocking it out, we'll be able to actually get the first temperature gradients of Mercury that have been recorded.
Temperature maps of Mercury won't be the only goal when Darrow and an engineer in another retooled B-57 bomber start chasing the moon's shadow south of St. Louis. High-resolution images and video could help scientists solve a mystery at the center of our solar system.
The intention is to try to identify why the outer layers of the sun are so much hotter than some of the inner layers.
And there's another puzzle Southern Research's imaging system could resolve, whether asteroids called Vulcanoids near Mercury exist. Astronomers think they might, but small objects close to the sun are hard to detect. The telescopic cameras will try to find them from almost 10 miles above the Earth. Darrow has this one chance.
We have a joystick in the back, like you'd see in the cockpit of an airplane. That's how we manually control the sensor. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, and I have to be on my game in order to make sure that I can either head off anything that I see coming or overcome anything that happens.
Down on the ground in Birmingham, Southern Research Engineering Project Director Jonna Lewis says the eclipse moves really fast, but they've got a strategy, two planes.
So one will fly with the shadow, but the shadow moves faster than the plane moves. So we will be able to get about 4 minutes of data out of the first plane. The second plane will come in and pick up where it left off and collect another 4 minutes. So we'll be able to stretch that to about 8 minutes worth of data.
That's 8 minutes of eclipse when the sun won't overpower or damage the sensors. Lewis has faith in the mission team, too.
NASA provides the planes. Southern Research provides the instruments that collect the data, and Southwest Research will be processing the data and doing the analysis.
Southwest Research is another nonprofit based in Texas. Some of those findings could be released in about a month. Sensor system operator Don Darrow sees several benefits here.
This mission is going to be historic for the Mercury observation, but I think we're going to get some phenomenal images of the sun as well.
Those images are set to be live streamed on NASA TV. And you won't even need special glasses or a modified B-57 bomber to see them. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see photos of the retrofitted bombers and learn more about the mission and today's eclipse at our website, wbhm.org.